Hello, this is HMM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And today I'm speaking with retired meteorologist Hugh Johnson for another segment, As the World Turns. How are you doing today, Mr. Johnson?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I actually had a COVID shot, my second one today, and I'm doing fine so far, knock on wood.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
A quick shot in the arm and waited for 15 minutes and just kind of went on with life. But I felt a little lightheaded, I thought, but not a big deal. Not a big deal. I went bike riding today.
Okay. Well, seems like you're holding up all right. Okay. So now, what is some evidence that shows climate is definitely changing?
Again, the main thing is the glacial ice caps, and not this time of year, but in the summer, they've gotten a lot less. If you take a picture between, a Landsat picture between now and even 20 years ago, you can see how much it has shrunk. Some years a little more than others, but the trend is there. Again, if you take the average temperature of the globe throughout the last 100 years, you can see a definite upward tick. We've risen about 1 degree Celsius since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And really, most of that has occurred since 1970-ish, but it's going up every year. And if you look at the warmest years on record globally, all but two of them have occurred since 2000. The only two that didn't were 1997 and 98, and they were involved with a super El Nino, the strongest El Nino still recorded in modern history, and that adds a little bit of warmth to the air. But anyways, we are definitely, there's definitely, the signals are as clear as they can be that we are warming. The question is, how fast will it happen and how fast can we stop it?
Okay. Now, question, how is our thermometer doing at the Albany Airport, right?
Yeah, I was afraid that you were going to ask, but I probably would have, not good. Once in a while, I'll be excited because I'll have a temperature equal to theirs, but then an hour later, it'll be 3 degrees off. The only time that it seems that I find that it can be about the same or even warmer than me is when you have a south wind at night. Sometimes it's warmer, but most of the time, like right now, I'm 5 degrees warmer than the airport, but it's been usually 2 to 3 off, and it's really getting disturbing because I don't know what they're going to do with the climate record since this all started back in July, as I think I discussed with you, and they claimed to fix the thermometer in late October, but it may be a slightly less biased than before, but it's still not good. And I've reached out several times to the folks in the National Weather Service, and they've got their hands tied, I guess. It's frustrating. I'm so glad I don't work there anymore. No. No, it's just frustrating. And it's going to, you know, it's really going to tarnish our record. And I can't tell you how it's all going to end, but I can tell you that I take my thermometer, I take people who live in Niskayuna, and people at the Pine Bush, and we're all pretty close. We're, you know, a degree or so off, and then you get the airports, like this coal hole, you know, in between. So it's a problem. I don't have an answer for it. Maybe it's time for people to pick up the phone and start calling Congress, but I know we got a lot of other things going on, too.
Definitely. Man, they need to fix that thermometer already.
They do. Well, they need to get one from Walmart. That'd probably be more accurate than what they have.
Oh, geez, you're so bad, Mr. Johnson. Okay, so last but not least, approximately, how much would it cost for us to fix climate change as a whole?
Oh, boy, that's a really good question, but it's a huge answer to that. I'm going to say priceless, but I'm going to go on and say it's going to be expensive. I mean, again, think about it. Converting to electric cars is going to cost money. We're already seeing, I noticed the gas at my location close to my house has gone up 60 cents since back in the late fall, I guess. It's definitely going up, but we're going to see the cost of transition is going to be there. It's probably going to be in the millions, if not billions, or probably billions. But think of it this way, Erica. If we don't do anything about, look what happened in Texas. Look at the amount of money that's going to cost, billions of dollars. That particular disaster, that we're going to see more and more of this stuff. We're going to see flooding down, you know, they got the King Tides in Miami. They already have flooding without even any storms because, again, the sea level is rising a little bit, just enough. And down Miami, a lot of things are at sea level, same thing with New Orleans. There are going to be more of these flood inundations. There's going to be massive, you know, flooding from heavy rain. There's going to be the tropical storms, the intense tropical storms. So we're going to see the price tag is going to be over 10 times higher if we don't do anything about. So as much as it's going to cost to fix, and it will cost money, and it may hurt the economy a little bit temporarily, but I think if we do it carefully and slowly, I think the Biden administration maybe have the right idea. But anyways, if we don't do anything about it, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have famines, we're going to have droughts and everything else. It's going to be a lot worse. So we've got to do it. It's like pulling a tooth. You know, it's going to cost you money to pull a tooth, but if you don't do that, you're going to have many other things going on. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's only going to get worse before it gets better if we don't do something.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Okay, Mr. Johnson, do you have any final words? And would you like to give out that number that people can call to complain about environmental issues?
But if you Google Governor Cuomo's office, you can get that number and you can call and say we have a climate crisis. Just keep calling. I mean, he's got other things going on in his administration now, so probably he's not going to address it. Let's just be honest. But you can Google it. Just Google Cuomo, you know, Governor Cuomo's phone number, and you will get it. I don't have it, unfortunately, at the top of my head. I wish I did. I'm not that good.
No problem. Okay, folks. Well, I just spoke with retired meteorologist Hugh Johnson for another segment of As the World Turns, and this has been HRM correspondent Erica Dolphinay-Diggs. Thank you so much, Mr. Johnson. It's a pleasure as always.
Always the same here, Erica. Have a great day.
You too.